may already know this year's Life in 500 Words theme is true confessions. Lorraine Thompson sprung one such confession on her father when she was a teenager, and his response has always stayed with her. This is Lorraine's Life in 500 Words.
It's 1968. I'm 15 years old, and it's the year after the 1967 referendum, the era of the Vietnam War, the peace movement, women's liberation, Hey Jude, situational ethics, existentialism. I'm walking from my bedroom along the hallway towards my father's study, nervous and excited at the prospect of my confession. Dad, I say, can we talk? Of course, he says, smiling and welcoming me, lifting his head from whatever he was writing at his large red cedar desk. This is my dad, always making time for me in his busy life as the minister of the Methodist Church in a busy, what was called circuit, in a regional New South Wales city, on Kamilaroi country. Not that we back then are aware of the Indigenous custodians. Lots of people bring their confessions to Dad. My younger brother and I are preacher's kids. My brother's Beatles-style square haircut has been the subject of a complaint from some parishioners. It was not thought appropriate for the minister's son. My mother and father didn't agree with those parishioners, and my brother kept his hair. Back to my confession, which is coming from the minister's good, well-behaved and compliant child. Dad, I don't think I believe in God, I say, my heart rushing. Oh, he replies, apparently not missing a beat. That's okay, Lorraine. I don't recall what followed exactly. What I do remember is his acceptance and understanding of where I was at. And life went on. I went to university, found liberation theology, left the church, married a lovely man, worked in social work and academia, had four beautiful children and then grandchildren, divorced and repartnered, suffered a few losses along the way. At the age of 34, I joined the Quakers. Of course, because you go there to get your answers questioned, and there's lots of theological diversity. There I remain. For me, G-O-D-D-E, is love and a sense of connection to people, the natural world, and the mysteries of life. So now, 53 years later, than that walk along the hallway. If my dad was still around, what would be my confession? I suspect it would be along the lines of, Dad, you taught me by example that showing understanding and acceptance of where people are at in their lives is so important to enable growth, development, curiosity and change. But Dad, there have been times when I haven't managed to give that kind of acceptance to my close loved ones, others I didn't know so well, or even to myself. And I'd like to think that he'd say, "That's okay, Lorraine."
Lorraine Thompson demonstrating the power of acceptance of different viewpoints inside her family and its impact on her whole life. Michael McKenzie produced that story, and Lorraine has given us a family photo of her and her parents and her brother for the Life Matters website too. You can check it out right now. And then we want you to go and write your own true confession for our series. You can just record that story into your mobile phone and email it to us, lifematters@abc.net.au. And there's more on that at the bottom of our homepage. It is super easy. Give it a go. We'd love to hear your story.